good time.
Good time.
Calls are coming up. Tons of news. I haven't even got to yet. Let it roll, baby, roll. All night long. All right, so last year they passed a law that they're triggering Selective Service whether you like it or not. They're getting ready for the draft. You got Massey, the candidate, running against him saying we need the draft installed now. We can't wait. We got to go to full world war. Play the clip yesterday. Can't make it up. And you got a professor here out of Canada talking about this. You can go look this up. Indeed, this all goes into place. Europe's fired up the draft again. They're getting ready. Here it is. Clip 58.
But America's always had a draft. But for the longest time, it didn't really care whether or not you actually signed for the draft. And starting in December, participation in the draft will be automatic, meaning that if you're between 18 to 24 in America and you're male, you'll be automatically put into the draft system.
From when?
I mean, from December.
This year?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
So between the age of 18 and 25, you think... And what does that really mean? Well, I've not really experienced that in my lifetime. So it means that if you're between the age of 18 and 24, either gender...
No, male.
Male, then you have to sign up for the army.
No, you already put into a draft.
Oh, you're already... Okay, but you might be called upon.
That's right. It's a lottery system.
They're turning it on. They're CNN. Automatic military draft resignation. Automatic military draft... Registration takes effect in December. Here's how it would work. Now they're telling us, oh, we're really doing this. This is really happening. And the same thing's happening in New Zealand and Australia and France and Germany and Sweden and the UK and Canada. Oh, and they're saying a bunch of countries have already passed it. Women are going to be drafted too. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that fair? Isn't that good? You too can be the target of a bunch of drones and missiles. So we're going to come back, hear a little bit from Carl Sagan on Flat Earth. I love it. Most of the attacks against me, they go, Alex Jones believes the Earth is flat and lizard people. That's other people. That's not me. No. We live on a globe, ladies and gentlemen. You look at the other planets and see it for yourself. Or the sun. But people don't trust anything from the system now, which I think is healthy overall. But then that doesn't mean that then everything is fake. But when you have an illiterate population that just wakes up to the fact they've been lied to, then they don't know what to believe. They have no idea. So that's coming up as well on the other side of this quick break. But the good news is all over the Western world, no one's not letting them have their gay pride parades, but governments aren't financing it because the BlackRock ESGs got cut off, something Trump got done, where the big central banks made everybody do this, and so suddenly there's no big events and no big parades and nobody's showing up, though the public schools are still trying to march the kids out during it and brainwash them. But we're moving forward, very positive things happening, thanks to all of you, and thanks to the left and the pedos pushing too hard. They've now really got a huge backlash going. So that's all coming up as well. Remember, the bad guys don't want anybody to hear this. They fight with the devil to stop it. So what do? You share the live feeds right now at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.